I'll tell you what, Richard, we're just going to run that ad for the next, I don't know, hour. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
We'll just keep running the ad. We don't have to do the show at all. Great commercial, by the way. I don't know who's doing the voice there, but we ought to hire him.
That was me.
Oh, is that you?
Yep.
All right, you're hired. Sad thing is you got to work that. Saturday midnight to 6, but we'll get you on. Richard Nordheim from Enhanced Renovations. Talking about the work that he does, and we have already a caller who wants to ask. Chris from Raleigh, go ahead. Tell us what you need.
Yes, it's a wonderful show. And
thank you.
Richard, a couple questions. How long has the spray insulation been out?
How long has spray insulation been out?
On the market. Is that something new?
Not new at all. As far as how long, I don't really know. That would be a perfect question for Brock.
Yeah, it might be.
But we do know that there are different types of spray insulation. There's one known as a open cell, which is, I guess, the kind of stuff that if you were a child, you'd have fun poking your fingers into because it's kind of fluffy.
Yeah.
That kind of insulation I have in my house, in my attic, actually. And the benefit of open cell insulation is that it would actually allow water to come through. So if you did have a leak in your roof, you would know it. Now, you've got closed cell insulation, which actually gives you more insulation in a smaller area. So let's say, for example, 4 inches versus 6 inches, you'd have a better insulating value. But the problem is that you would never know if there was a leak. So you would never use that in a roof because, heaven forbid, you would have to tear your roof off before you found out you had a leak.
Right.
Right. Another quick question. That's very helpful. Now, if I were to put insulation in my new home that I'm building between the bedroom walls, extra insulation, would that cut down on the noise?
Absolutely. Certainly helps. Okay. And there are different ways. If you're having a – are you having this home built?
Yes.
So the spray insulation would be good. There's also what's known as rock wool, which is a fantastic barrier for basically creating that soundproofing. The other thing is that we're actually constructing walls that try and draw this in my mind and explain it, where the 2x4s aren't solid through to each wall. So in other words, the wall would be offset 2x4s where one wouldn't touch necessarily the other one. So it kind of creates an insulating barrier where the vibrations can't go through. So just imagine the studs are staggered and you're not putting drywall on the side on both sides of one stud. You actually have drywall on one stud and not the back side of it. There's a gap.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. The other question is with the insulation in the attic. Has anyone ever calculated the cost of their air conditioning bill with something that has insulation and one that does not? I guess that's pretty difficult, isn't it?
Well, no, actually there is an engineer. I have an HVAC engineer that I work with, and they can actually do those calculations. They will determine the overall insulation thickness that's required to get you the offset and heat gain that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And they also even calculate what the azimuth of the house is. So what is your position to the south, where the sun typically runs in not only summer, but in winter as well.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Wonderful. Well, I do want your number, and will they announce it again?
Absolutely.
We'll do it right now. What's your number?
Our phone number is 919-308-1515.
919-308-1515.
Correct. And you can find us at enhancedrenovations.com.
Wonderful. Appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. It's our pleasure.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, take care. All right,
bye-bye.
The questions about insulation, I was surprised you knew them. I mean, you just,
I've been doing this for 40 plus years.
40 plus years. Okay. Yeah. Do you ever remember a time when there wasn't spray foam?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So somewhere along the last 40 years, somebody's come up with this. Now, when you put that in, is it something that needs to mix and then spray in? It's not just rattle can.
No, it's they've got what they did at my house. I think I've even got a post on Facebook when they actually did it. They have a big truck that shows up, and they've got the chemicals in 55-gallon drums, mm-hmm. and they come through a hose, and they actually mix right at the tip.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of cool because you watch it spray in, and then you just watch it swell up.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're spot on with what Brock has said about the permeable foam and the solid foam.
Open cell and closed cell.
Open cell and closed cell. That you can easily make a mistake, put the wrong one up, and you've bought yourself a world of trouble.
Well, I'd hope the professionals know what they're doing and where they're putting it.
But there are a lot of people, you know, we're going to DIY this. You know, I'm just going to get 1,500 cans and spray it. So, all right.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. It's not cost effective. All right. Richard Nordheim is with Enhanced Renovations. How did you get into home repair?
That's a unique story. So years ago when I was younger, I worked as a machinist in a shop, and I did not like being indoors. So I took the specifics of being a machinist, very close tolerances, and I decided to get involved in something that was outdoors, so I went into home improvements.
Yeah.
And was always very particular and accurate, so I did trim work, I did drywall, I did custom bathrooms, roofing. I guess the drywall is the one that really kind of prompted me to go into remodeling, because if I could open up a wall, then I didn't have to find somebody to come back and patch it and repair it.
Yeah.
So anybody says, I want to open up a wall or do a, you know, move an outlet or switch, and off to the races we were. Next thing I know, I'm not a builder. I'm not doing new work. I'm specializing in remodeling.
Yeah.
Prepare the entire work site first, which takes all of the time, and then do a beautiful install.
All right, so suppose a person has discovered that there's a room that we never use, and then there's a room that you know next to the kitchen that's too small for a dining room. Mm-hmm. Everybody's elbow to elbow. Will you come in and I want to say this delicately, knock out a wall, and make the kitchen into a bigger kitchen?
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot of that nowadays.
Really?
Yeah. We'll bring in an engineer when we have a situation like that. We obviously are working with homes that are 1, 2, 3 stories.
Yes.
Could be a load-bearing wall, of course. We can make an assessment because we've done enough of this. But when it comes to actually fulfilling the requirements of the building department and obviously to protect our homeowners, we want to get the engineer, get the stamped details, and provide whatever is required by law. We currently are working on a project where we took two columns out and had to put in a 26-foot steel beam into an existing home.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. We're going to have video on that one out.
Wow. It's funny. I go to a hospital every now and then just to visit and donate some blood, and they've got this massive column in almost the middle of a hallway. And I've said to myself, why don't they get rid of that? Well, it's holding the hospital up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Why is that wall right there? Well, it has a tendency to hold up the ceiling and the second story and third story. So,
well, when you talk about engineering, you got to actually marvel at what these gentlemen do.
Yeah.
Just as a very simple note, the Verrazano Narrows Bridge is actually 5/8 of an inch wider at the top than it is at the bottom for the curvature of the earth. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you want to see something that's both sad and interesting, just watch that show, Engineering Mistakes, or whatever it's called, Engineering Disasters.
Oh, yeah.
And there was at least one bridge that just tore itself apart in the wind. It started crazy. Flipping and flopping. The engineers made a mistake. Don't make a mistake. That's the lesson of it. Richard Nordheim is here with Enhanced Renovations. You want to talk to Richard? Here's the number, 919-860-9783 on Making Your Home Great.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
This is Making Your Home Great. Richard Nordheim of Enhanced Renovations here. We've talked about kitchens. Is that a popular item now?
Oh, yeah. Right now, when we're getting ready to go into the holiday season, a lot of people are actually paying more attention to their kitchen because they're going to anticipate holiday events, Thanksgiving, Christmas, of course. One thing that we do note is what's very unique is right after the first of the year, we'll typically see a run on folks that want to do their kitchens. And we've come to realize that that really has to do with going to somebody else's home for the holidays, if you will, and seeing this beautiful kitchen and saying, you know, hey, honey, I'd like to get the kitchen done so maybe we can have everybody at our house next year.
Yes. Yeah. And with my family, honestly, we go to their houses and we say, no, we're living like kings. We're good. We don't have to touch anything.
Don't have to clean up.
Don't have to do anything. Apparently, no, I don't have to. But I can see that. You visit somebody's home who's recently done renovations or who have turned the space where they live into a more open and fancier, nicer. You in your home, you hardly ever really notice. You know, you're like, you're just living your life. And then you go to somebody else's house and, wow, they're living their best life.
Absolutely.
With a better looking kitchen. Yeah, the other thing is that, like, this weekend is just a weekend. For most people.
Right.
It's just a weekend. It's an outside weekend, typically. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, these are all inside things, and you want to make that inside as good as you can. Are people choosing to open up spaces, like take out walls and open up rooms?
It's commonplace. A lot of the homes that were built here for the 80s and 90s seem to be a little bit boxy, and they have closed-off rooms. And everybody wants to see a much more open floor plan.
Right.
It's just a huge advantage to have at least the concept of being able to open a wall. You can take a dining room that seems like a separate space in your home, and you've got a doorway to get back into it. You open up that entire wall. Now you've got the opportunity to make an immense kitchen and open up that dining space. And, you know, families are coming together in larger and larger groups. I have anywhere between 17 and 23 people that come to my house.
Wow.
And I can tell you, before I took some walls down, that was not going to, that was not going to go well.
No, they were just, they were moving from one place to the other.
Right.
They couldn't all be in a space.
Right.
Right.
And you still can't communicate with everybody. When you've got that many people, like three or four of them leave and you go, hey, I didn't even get a chance to talk to you. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's the trouble with entertaining. But you are absolutely correct that people sometimes gather at that one house that is wide open and pretty looking.
Kitchens are where memories are made. This is where the family congregates while the food is being cooked, and some of the most important conversations and memories are created in the kitchen.
Yeah. And the rest of the house, you do baths, of course.
Absolutely.
You tear out old tubs.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that as well.
Yeah.
Some folks will actually say, oh, should I keep the tub? But more folks are actually removing them for themselves. So in a master suite, if you will, those folks are pretty much taking out those old jetted tubs that they might not ever use. We're doing large walk-in showers, some without doors. Again, some of the glass block windows that are in some of these bathroom areas where you've got that garden tub, if you will. We'll remove that and put an awning or a transom window in above, so you've got plenty of light. You've still got privacy. You can open it and really create that immense shower.
Right.
Yeah, I love them. I mean, as far as the changes, they're amazing as to the different feel that they can create.
Yeah, so many houses. Mine is a good example. We have a huge tub area. I mean, it's what would you take to put that tub in? But it's a huge area, and it's being wasted on people in their 60s.
Absolutely.
I'm not climbing into that tub. I'm just not doing it.
Right.
And my problem would be getting out, you know, in a comfortable way. I'm not swinging a leg over. You know, I don't want to break a hip getting out of a tub.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So many adults give up on the tub bath, right?
Absolutely.
And they want a shower. Well, yeah, we've been given a shower. Along one wall in the bathroom, there's this huge tub and then this teeny shower.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally not possible to fall down in that area. It's too narrow.
We're actually flipping that. So the shower area, if we're speaking of a shower next to a tub, again, more than likely with that glass block window, if you will. I'm sure many a home in the area, you know exactly what we're talking about. So what we would do is we, again, would raise that window up and make that tub area the shower.
Yeah.
And where the shower was, we'd be able to put maybe a freestanding cabinet or some sort of storage unit in that space.
The other thing is you said you could make it so that there's no doors.
Right.
How are you going to do that without getting the whole bathroom wet?
So let's imagine in that same scenario, we took the tub and the shower out and we made this extremely long shower. You could walk in on the end where the shower was and have the shower head on the end where the tub was.
Yeah.
So typically it's going to be anywhere between 6 and 7 feet that you would want to have enough space so that the water wouldn't splash out.
Yeah.
Plus we're also doing curbless entries too. A lot of folks are wanting to stay in their home and they're anticipating maybe needing a walker or a wheelchair, or they've got somebody in the family that requires some sort of additional assistance.
Yeah.
So the curbless entry is a huge benefit. Obviously, a wand that makes a lot easier, not only to wash the shower itself, but for folks that might need that. And you can put a little bench in there, or some people actually install a bench. I'm more a fan of something that's opposable, that's not necessarily part of the space.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to mount it to the wall if I didn't have to.
Yeah. Some of them look uncomfortable. Honestly, I've seen pictures of, you know, it's like a metal frame and wood that goes across. No, I'm not putting my nakedness on that thing.
There are some pretty cool features out there. There are brackets that actually attach to the studs where you can virtually slide a solid piece of quartz onto it. So, I mean, there are some pretty neat features. And then let's also talk about heated towel bars, heated floors.
Yes.
My floor is 72 degrees all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I made sure I did that for myself.
Oh, my word. That is luxury. You don't have one of those advanced Japanese toilets, do you?
No, I don't. But I know somebody that's going to buy one. It's about
$4,000. $4,000. It lets you know when you have to go. I mean, it knows everything about you. I'm sure it hooks to the internet.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't. They talk about the Internet of Things, you know, and how everything's going to be connected to the Internet. So some German hacker can shut off your cold water in the middle of your shower.
That's crazy.
I don't look forward to that, but I look forward to better days in the houses we have.
Absolutely.
Because as far as I know, nobody with a 2%, 2.5% mortgage is moving anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. Makes more sense to renovate. We're going to talk about aging in place because that's what I'm doing, both at the radio station and in my home. Richard Nordheim from Enhanced Renovations is on our radio show, Making Your Home Great. We're taking your calls at 919-860-9783. This is 92.9 AM 680 WPTF.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9 AM 680 and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
Oddly, we just reminded people that if you missed part of this show, like even if you missed the whole hour, don't forget to check out the podcast. So if you're not listening right now, please check out the podcast. Just do that as a habit. Richard Nordheim from Enhanced Renovations is here. You do additions on houses.
Absolutely.
Gosh, I'd love to have that. I really, honestly. But they didn't build the house in a way where that was easy. You know, it's usually there are like the kitchen in one bedroom or maybe a bathroom and one at the back of the house. You can't, it's just difficult to access for an addition, but you'll work around that.
Yeah, we most certainly do. We work with architects and engineers to be able to specifically draw out what's going to be the most functional addition to your home.
Yes.
You know, expanding the existing footprint is involved, of course, but it's probably, again, one of the coolest things that you can do for your home. Right. Where you're not just taking out a wall, now you're creating an entire new feel. You might just be adding a small amount of square footage, but you're changing all of the windows. You're changing the kitchen layout.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really taking a home that you've created tons of memories in and making it virtually brand new for yourself again.
Wow. And there is the possibility that somebody would put in a mother-in-law suite. And even a detached mother-in-law suite.
Absolutely.
Tell me about this.
Yeah, that seems to be quite a lot of what we've been communicating with folks on lately is the means to have mom and dad maybe move back into the house, but not in the house, allowing them some privacy.
Yeah.
You know, again, you've got a growing family, if you will, and everybody needs to respect each other and have some separation. We're working on two projects currently that involve what's known as an ADU or an additional dwelling unit.
Yeah.
Again, that can be a mother-in-law suite, if you will, or a place for the parents to go. And then again, the additions on the homes themselves. So we're seeing a lot of expansion basically created for mom and dad to come back.
Yeah.
Growing families, you know, having more children, if you will. We need more bedrooms. It just makes sense.
And you can tell the teenagers or the people in college, yes, you can come back, but that's where you're sleeping. Right there in that mother-in-law suite or that ADU?
ADU, right.
ADU. You're going to the ADU, which we just need to get your dad's crap out of here, and then you can sleep there. Because honestly, after you finish college, if you do need to bunk in with mom and dad, you do not want to be sleeping in your old bedroom. It's just not right. So, all right. Well, it's
one other thing that we've been doing a little bit of lately, of course, is finding additional square footage in a home that would be advantageous to not doing an addition. A lot of folks have garages.
Yes.
And we're converting the garage into a mother-in-law suite as well. So the plumbing usually is back-to-back to the garage.
Yeah.
So we're finding the means to be able to put in a private bathroom in that space,
right,
raise the floor up, and create an additional room or two so they can have a bedroom, a sitting room, and a bathroom totally separate.
You know what I have seen? Where the garage backs up on the living room, for instance— people will come in and they'll move the wall as far into the garage as they can make it. Basically, the top of the the door, right? So the door comes up and it's got just enough space to fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
They move that wall back, and that living room is added 6 feet. It's a terrific concept.
Absolutely.
I've seen that again and again. Some of this is for aging in place. Can you tell me, have you done projects like that?
Oh, absolutely. And we want to be conscientious of everything anybody wants to do down the road. So,
yeah.
For example, when we do a bathroom, we're going to put framing in the wall to ensure that if maybe you don't want to have safety bars or handles in there right now, that the meat is there for you to install it down the road. You don't have to specifically try and find a stud or two, because framing usually is a little bit wonky. I don't think anything's ever exact, of course.
Right.
But the, you know, again, you might not necessarily want to be cutting through tile and drilling holes in places where you wouldn't want it.
Right. So if you've already put a cross member, you know, left to right, you don't have to exactly find the stud.
Correct.
You have to find that piece of wood. Well, how do we do that? Does the stud finder know where wood is?
Well, we take photos of everything, and
we
have a plan, right? Basically, I can give you a drawn plan as to what the heights of the 2x10s are that we install in the wall.
Yeah.
And some of them are done vertically, and some are done horizontally, because we know what requirements are by ADA.
Right.
So we're going to make sure that you can have what you want. If you want to put a 4-foot bar in there, put a 4-foot bar in there. If you want to put a 2-foot bar or 18-inch bar, you'll have that option.
There's a 2x10 cut into pieces, put in between each stud.
Yep.
Doesn't add anything to the size of the wall.
No.
It's just buried in there for when you need it.
Proper planning.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And you're the kind of guy, because you were a machinist originally, I've often said, you know, you don't want to build something or create something or, you know, renovate something with the customer being an engineer, or we'll open it up to machinists.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, no. You guys are bad. Oh, no. You guys want it perfectly done. And, of course, that's the way you work.
Some of our greatest clients are engineers. Because
are they?
Because they know what the specifics are, right? They know. They do the homework.
Yeah, they do, yes.
They want to know exactly what's going to be involved, and we have no problem being able to share that. I mean, I love to get in the weeds with things like that.
Okay. I just think of structural engineers as, you know, people who really know their stuff. It's a little like Brock sometimes has people call him and they don't know he's into the whole field of, you know, insulation.
Right.
And they'll try to sell him stuff. They'll say, well, you know, if you do this, you do this. And he's like, I can't believe how wrong they are.
Right. Well, the other thing is that I find it educational, and I've said this to many a client. I'm like, by the time we're done with this project, you're going to have such an education.
Uh-huh.
You mean you might be able to do this on your own when we're finished, but I want you to understand what we do to get involved in your project and to what extent. And it's about the specifics, right? It's all the proper planning and preparation to have that great outcome and do it in as streamlined a fashion as possible.
And if you anticipate or you fear at some point you will end up in a wheelchair or that you will have to use a wheelchair for a period of time, I have had to, in a modern home, non-renovated, modern home, you can't get through a doorway. You just can't get through a doorway. Not with a wheelchair that has wheels on the side. You can get through in a transport chair, which you have no ability to move.
Mm-hmm.
But once you add those wheels, they're not going through that door. So we widen it out.
Absolutely.
How much?
Legally, an actual 32-inch opening.
Yeah.
So that means if you had a 32-inch door, you're not going to have a 32-inch opening because you've got jams and stops around that. So it needs to actually be wider. More than likely, I would just assume go with a 36-inch door.
Yeah. I like
and
that.
That way you got a 35 and a half inch or 35 inch opening to be able to cruise through.
Yeah, that's good. And, of course, some of these showers are roll into.
Absolutely.
Just take the chair in.
Correct.
And you do that. And I mentioned this because there are people who are facing the possibility of that. But it's also something, life hits you pretty hard and pretty fast at times. You know, you go from one moment being very independent, and then it happens.
Yeah, we actually had a client that fell out of bed and broke his neck and became paralyzed.
Oh, well,
and
Lord.
That was a hurry up and let's get this house set up for these folks.
Wow.
And he did actually, through a lot of therapy.
Yeah.
He's not 100%, but
yeah.
Obviously, thank God.
Yeah.
Way better off.
Yeah.
But that's a horrible circumstance.
I have been remiss in that I have not announced that we have a Cape Fear Seafood Company gift certificate. It's $25. And honestly, for $25, you can do pretty well at Cape Fear Seafood Company. Ask about the chowder. They've got regional American seafood and a whole lot more. Go ahead and call us. 919-860-9783. This is a live show. Now, if we were recording this, and maybe someday it'll be recorded, on the radio. But this right now, on the 30th, is live. 919-860-9783. And get yourself a gift certificate and an answer to a question. From Richard Nordheim from Enhanced Renovations on WPTF's Making Your Home Great.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
All right, now the first caller of the day asked a question about insulation. And you were able to answer it brilliantly, which is it was a wonderful thing having you here. I think they were calling for Brock. Do you think?
It would have been right up his alley.
It would have, yeah. But you answered it. Let's pick up with Steve. Let me just set the stage here. Richard Nordheim, Enhanced Renovations on Making Your Home Great. I'm Dave Alexander. And Steve, how are you?
Never better, thanks.
Good. I appreciate you calling. What's up?
What's up? Just a question about, expansion of a room where you want to knock out a load-bearing wall. It depends upon the length. Let's say it's 12 feet. Would a flinch plate do, or do you, for the second floor support, or would you still go with a steel beam?
Well, that's a great question, and you obviously have some sort of education in understanding the difference, because a flinch plate, a lot of people don't understand what that is.
What is it?
It's a compilation of wood and steel that's bolted together.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right, and what this is where a structural engineer is involved, and you could certainly bring somebody out to your home and have them value exactly what would be required, because in your case, as to whether or not you've got a second floor, a third floor, as you may have mentioned, it was the a bearing wall. So you would certainly want to have that engineered and make sure that the point loads, if you opened that wall up, for example, to 12 feet wide, where are the supports now going to be? Are they in any proximity to existing footers that go all the way to the foundation or into the crawl space? So it's not uncommon for us to actually have to go in a crawl space and dig a footer and have all of this stuff inspected by the building department as well, pour concrete, and then be able to support whatever that beam, flitch plate, header is obviously all the way through to grade.
Okay, real good.
Because he can't tell you. Because he's not there, and he hasn't had the input of the engineer.
Right. And we can certainly look at a situation and be able to make a judgment call, because we've done this so many times, but we still have to rely on the official documentation.
Yeah, of course. I have a problem with the French door leading to from the family room to the deck on the outside.
Okay.
One of the doors has developed a hole and has rusted in the bottom, and it's not great. It's about 2 inches, but I've got to do something. And I don't imagine replacing one door as an option with French doors.
Not typically. Again, they're usually sized specific to the pair, and obviously there are different manufacturers also. I mean, is it possible that you could just change one slab? I would say that anything's possible. In all likelihood, if you've got that kind of an issue, maybe replacing those French doors would be the easiest than trying to find something else to put together with it.
Well, now I got an idea, Steve. How good are you with Bondo? I mean, you know,
I thought about that.
Every kid ruins his first car with Bondo. He just scrapes that stuff on and has no idea. But you're experienced, Steve, right? You've done that on cars.
I've seen the Bondo mess on cars from the undersurface, and no thanks. I don't want to fool around with that.
Well, this is a flat surface, man. This is the easiest Bondo you're ever going to do.
Well, I thought about fiberglass.
Fiberglass, that's exactly right. Well, I think that's what Bondo is,
Yeah. Put some glass in there.
Ignore my advice. You know that thing up at the front of the show that says the opinions expressed are blah, 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 not Curtis Media, et cetera, et cetera. They put that on there for me. They're afraid I'm gonna say, Steve, just go ahead and take a hammer and remove that load-bearing wall, and then in a day or two, go ahead and shove big beams underneath it. And that would be the wrong thing.
And we'll see if it works.
And see if it works. If it doesn't work, of course, you got a problem. But if it works, man, you didn't even pull a permit.
That's exactly right.
Let me offer
one. We got a winner already.
Yes.
Let me offer a quick piece of information. If you were to replace that door, a lot of folks nowadays are going with composite products. So the door could be fiberglass. The frame itself is PVC. It'll last absolutely forever.
Yeah.
But what you want to do is make sure that if you do have a door installed, that you pan flash the opening. Because all too often, if you do not protect that bottom area below the sill, water can get back in up underneath it.
And
water, our biggest enemy.
Yes, almost definitely.
What is the pan flash?
I'm going to actually have to put this on the website.
Yeah.
Or on Facebook.
It's flashing between the floor, subfloor and the top floor, right?
Absolutely. And what I do is we can fabricate that out of trim coil. There are different methods, of course, but you've got a lip in the back corner, and you seal it so that water, if it were ever to get into that door frame at all, can only go back out.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Steve, you got another question?
Yeah, where's my fish dinner?
All right, you have won. I'm reading now, so don't interrupt because this will be difficult for me to pick it up. You have just won a $25 gift certificate to Cape Fear Seafood Company. They specialize in regional American seafood. They have signature dishes, hand-cut seafood, steaks, chicken, and incredible desserts. They now have 4 Triangle locations. They're growing with our help, I think. Village District and Spring Forest, Raleigh, Rogers Brand Road, Wake Forest, and now in Cary at Lake Pine Road. I think that our gift certificates are limited to the Raleigh location. All right? Look at the gift certificate when we send it to you, Steve. It may be limited.
Speak now?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Very good.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself, Steve. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry I told him not to speak. You know, most people, you interrupt me. There was a guy back in the day when I did Triangle Trader, and he would call up and he'd have trees for sale. And I knew his spiel. He was reading off a page. I kept interrupting him.
Is that right?
Because I knew what the next point was. I said, mm-hmm. What color do they turn in fall? He goes, well, they are a brilliant red in spring or in fall. Steve, thank
That's
you.
Great.
All right. So we're talking here with Richard Nordheim of Enhanced Renovations. How do we get in touch with you? Show's not done, but how do we do that?
Yeah, anybody could call us at 919-308-1515. We're right. based out of Fuquay. We work in the Triangle area. We've got about an hour radius. You can certainly also reach us via our website at enhancedrenovations.com. And we also offer transparency and pricing on our website. So we've got a calculator and we've got actual projects that we have done that have valuations to them as to what kind of investment was associated with them. So it helps folks get an idea as to what a project like theirs might entail.
You will do from a kitchen or a bath to full gutting.
Yeah, we do whole home remodels as well.
Wow. And how often a year do you gut a home, take it to the studs?
We probably got about two a year we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And extensive.
And those were houses that were perhaps mistreated or never touched before?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got some that were remodeled by somebody that should have not known or touched a hammer, if you will. That's a big one.
Really?
When you've got to fix something that was supposedly done by somebody else, it's an insult.
Right. Well, we know that you're totally scrupulous. You're not unscrupulous at all because you've been on the radio for an hour and nobody's complained.
That's good.
Right.
Gotta keep it that way.
Your name is good. And we can tell the character of the person once they appear on the show. Richard Nordheim from Enhanced Renovations on WPTF. Appreciate you. Spending your day with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it as well.
We've got a couple of remote broadcasts that will come up in the next few weeks, including another trip to Lillington. I look forward to telling you about that later. This is Making Your Home Great.